天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，很高兴与您在天路导向节目相遇，我是何晨星。谦卑是一个很难学习的功课，但是骄傲却常常伴随着我们。麦克牧师今天继续透过彼得前书来和我们谈谈谦卑这个话题。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to you and to all of you who are listening to us right now.
欢迎每一位收听我们这个节目的朋友。
We are coming very close toward the end of the series on messages from 1 Peter.
我们在查考彼得前书里的系列信息已经到了最后的部分了。
In fact, we have this message and another one, and then we'll finish.
事实上就剩下今天和下一次的节目，我们就要结束了。
And today I want to talk to you about humility.
今天我要谈谈谦卑这个话题。
There are all kinds of definitions of humility.
谦卑有很多不同的定义。
But the best definition for humility is found in the scripture.
但最好的定义是圣经里所说的。
It is in John's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 30.
在约翰福音三章三十节那里。
John the Baptizer summarized the biblical view of humility when he pointed to Jesus and said,
施洗约翰总结了圣经里所说的谦卑，他指着耶稣说，
He must increase and I must decrease.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That is biblical humility.
这就是圣经所说的谦卑。
If you try to ignore this definition,
如果你忽略了这个定义，
If you try to change what John is saying,
如果你想更改约翰所说的，
You will miss the whole point of biblical humility.
你就完全不了解圣经如何看谦卑。
As Peter gets ready to close his first epistle to the churches in Asia Minor,
当彼得准备接受第一封写给小亚细亚教会的书信时，
He directs his attention to humility.
他把重点转到谦卑这个课题上。
If you have a Bible, please look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 to 6.
如果你有圣经，请看彼得前书第五章第一到第六节。我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Knowing that humility is something that is caught and not taught.
因为知道谦卑是从身教而不是从言教学来的。
Peter develops a sense of priority in dealing with humility.
于是彼得把谦卑分成几个层次来讲。
Just as he taught us our sevenfold blessings before he could tell us how to respond to our blessings.
正如他先讲我们的七重福气，然后再告诉我们如何回应这些福气。
Peter deals with humility in three stages.
彼得分三个阶层来讲谦卑。
He begins first with the leadership.
首先是领导阶层。
Then the young people.
然后是年轻人。
And finally to all members of the church.
最后是教会里所有的基督徒。
The key verse here is found in verse 5.
关键的经文是第五节。
Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
This is the subject of this passage.
这也是这段圣经的主题。
This is the clue to what Peter is trying to teach the believers in the church.
这是彼得教导教会信徒的线索。
He is giving them the picture that humility is like a robe that you can put on in life.
他以穿衣服这个形象来说明谦卑是可以穿在我们生命里的。
Therefore, your words are to be clothed with that robe.
因此你的言语要穿上这件袍子。
Your activities and your actions are to be clothed with that robe.
你们的行动要穿上这件袍子。
Your decisions are to be clothed with that robe.
你的抉择要穿上这件袍子。
This is not something you go walking around telling everybody.
但你不会到处去告诉人说。
Look at me, see how humble I am.
看我多么的谦卑啊。
Because humility is caught and not taught.
因为谦卑是从身教而不是从言教学来的。
Peter speaks first to those in position of authority and leadership in the church.
彼得首先教导那些教会里有权柄的领袖们。
Whether it is pastors, teachers, parents, or anyone placed in a position of authority.
不论是牧师、教师、父母或任何一个有权柄的人。
Anyone who is placed in authority, whether they know it or not, are being emulated by others.
凡是有权柄的人，不论他自己有没有意识到，他都是别人效法的对象。
Just like sheep follow a shepherd,
就像羊跟着牧羊人。
Children follow their parents' example.
儿童效法父母的榜样。
Just like sheep follow a shepherd,
就像羊跟着牧羊人。
People are following their leaders.
人跟随他们的领导。
And just as shepherds are responsible for feeding their sheep,
正如喂养羊群是牧羊人的责任。
Parents are responsible for modeling and molding the minds of their children.
父母的责任就是要雕琢、塑造儿女的心思意念。
Just as shepherds are responsible for leading their sheep,
正如带领羊群是牧羊人的责任。
Church leaders are responsible for molding and modeling the lives of their followers.
教会的领袖有责任雕琢、塑造跟随者的生命。
And that is why Peter said in verse 4 that Jesus is the chief shepherd.
所以在第四节那里，彼得说，耶稣基督是牧长。
There is one thing and one thing only that a shepherd had better learn to do.
牧羊人必须学习一件事，也是唯一必须学习的。
And that is to follow the direction of the chief shepherd.
就是跟随牧长的领导。
This is true whether the shepherd is leading at home or in the church.
的确，不论牧羊人是在家里或在教会里，都要这么做。
In biblical times,
在圣经的时代，
the chief shepherd did notask the under-shepherds for their opinions.
牧长不会咨询牧羊人的意见。
The chief shepherd did not call for a vote by the under-shepherds.
牧长不需要牧羊人投票表决。
The chief shepherd gave the orders and the under-shepherds followed.
牧长一声令下，牧羊人就都服从跟随。
The reason why some churches are in a state of confusion today,
今天有些教会处在混乱之中的原因
is because the under-shepherds have started leading with their own opinions.
就是那些牧羊人按照自己的意见来领导
and not leading by the word of God, the chief shepherd.
却没有按照牧长 我们的神的话来领导。
One reason why so many families are falling apart today,
今天很多家庭破碎的原因之一
is because the under shepherds in the homes are not obeying the chief shepherd.
就是在家庭里身为牧羊人的没有服从牧长的领导。
Peter is saying that when the chief shepherd returns, he will reward faithful under shepherds.
彼得说当牧长回到地球上来时，他要奖赏那些忠心的牧羊人。
He will reward under shepherds that did not impose their own opinion.
他要奖赏那些不凭己意行事的牧羊人。
He will reward under shepherds who did not live for themselves.
他要奖赏那些不为自己而活的牧羊人。
Jesus will reward under shepherds who resisted the temptation for personal gain at the cost of biblical truth.
耶稣要奖赏那些抗拒诱惑不以妥协圣经真理来谋取私利的牧羊人。
I want you to look at verse 2 of chapter 5 of 1 Peter.
请看彼得前书第五章第二节。
Those who serve the chief shepherd not for shameful gain.
牧养神的群羊按着神旨意照管他们，不是因为贪财。
Look at verse 3.
请看第三节。
Those who serve the chief shepherd not their personal power and glory.
也不是辖制所托付你们的。
Parents, you physically feed your children and protect your children.
身为父母的朋友，你养育保护你的孩子。
You must do the same spiritually.
在属灵方面也有同样的责任。
Feed them upon the word of God and protect them from the enemy of their soul.
以神的话来喂养他们，并保护他们不受灵魂仇敌的攻击。
Church leaders and ministers of all kinds.
教会的牧师和领袖们。
The only food that is worth the name that you give your people is the word of God.
你所能供应给信徒最有价值的粮食就是神的话。
The only protection that is worth the name is exposing falsehood and keeping false teachers as far away as you can.
你所能提供最有价值的护卫就是揭发异端邪说，不容他们侵扰信徒。
For when you do that, Peter said,
彼得说，当你这么做时，
The chief shepherd will give you an unfading crown of glory when he returns.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
In biblical times,
在圣经的时代，
When victorious generals returned home from battles after victories,
在战场上得胜的将军凯旋归国时，
They were crowned with garland of flowers.
会把花环戴在他们头上。
Most often they were made from long-lasting flowers.
通常都是用新鲜耐久的花编成的花冠。
But even those coveted crowns passed away eventually.
但这些令人羡慕的花冠始终会凋谢的。
But not the crown that Jesus is going to give his faithful under shepherds.
而主耶稣赏给忠心的牧羊人的冠冕却永不凋残。
All earthly crowns will perish.
所有世上的皇冠都会消逝。
But the crown that faithful leaders will receive will never perish.
但忠心的领袖所得的冠冕却是永不消逝的。
The leaders who follow the example of the chief shepherd,
就是那些效法牧长榜样的领袖。
The leaders who humble themselves before the chief shepherd,
在牧长面前谦卑的领袖。
The leaders who refuse to follow their own instincts,
那些拒绝随着自己直觉来行事的领袖。
Peter said that these leaders will receive the crown of glory.
彼得说，这些领袖将要获得荣耀的冠冕。
What is that crown?
冠冕是什么呢?
Being commended by the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣的夸奖表扬。
The greatest crown that a Christian can receive is to hear from the lips of Jesus.
一个基督徒所能得到最大的冠冕，就是听见耶稣亲口说
Well done, good and faithful servants.
好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Leaders are to model humility.
领袖要效法谦卑的榜样。
And secondly, Peter tells young people to submit to spiritual authority.
第二，彼得叫年轻人要顺服属灵的权柄。
I'm going to tell you about my own experience.
让我告诉你我的经验。
I have never known a great leader who had never learned what it is to submit to another.
我所认识的伟大领袖没有一个不学会要顺服权威的。
Children who are taught to honor their father and mother,
教导孩子尊重父母。
Sooner or later will be adults who will know what it is to submit to God.
迟早他们就会成为懂得顺服神的成年人。
Children who are trained to love and honor and respect their parents,
训练孩子敬爱孝顺自己的父母。
Sooner or later, they will become adults who will love and honor and respect God and His Word.
迟早他们就会成为敬爱神尊重神话语的成年人。
So what is submission to spiritual authority that Peter is talking about?
那么究竟彼得所说的顺服属灵的权威是什么意思呢?
In the Church of Jesus Christ, there is only one authoritative power.
在耶稣基督的教会里只有独一的权柄。
And that is the authority of the Word of God.
那就是神话语的权柄。
Now, Peter does not say that a leader in the church has authority because of his title.
彼得并没有说教会的领袖因为处于领导的地位就有权柄。
Peter says that the only authority that any leader has is the authority of the Word of God.
彼得说，任何一位领袖唯一的权柄就是神话语的权柄。
And when that leader ceases to preach the authority of the Word of God,
当领袖不讲神话语的权威时
He ceases to have any authority whatsoever.
那么他什么权柄都没有。
Therefore, what Peter says to young people is this.
所以彼得对年轻人说
Young people submit to spiritual authority.
年轻人要顺服属灵的权柄。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because by submitting to the authority of these leaders,
因为要是肯顺服这些领袖的权柄
who have already submitted themselves to the authority of the Word of God,
而这些领袖都是顺服神话语权威的
then you are submitting to God Himself.
那么你就是顺服神了。
Leaders are to model humility because humility is caught and not taught.
领袖要树立谦卑的榜样，因为谦卑是从身教而不是从言教学来的。
Young people are therefore to submit to spiritual authority.
所以年轻人要顺服属灵的权柄。
And thirdly, Peter said,
彼得说第三
exercise humility toward one another.
要以谦卑彼此相待。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Let's go back to the definition of biblical humility.
让我们回到圣经所说的谦卑的定义。
He must increase and I must decrease.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Which means knowing who God is and who I am in relationship to Him and other believers.
意思就是认识神，认识自我，并明白我与神，我与其他基督徒之间的关系如何。
Humility is having a realistic view of yourself.
谦卑就是切实地认识自己。
You know what your gifts are?
你知道自己的恩赐在哪里。
You know what your strengths are?
你知道自己的长处是什么。
But as a believer, you also know that these are the gifts that God gave you.
身为基督徒，你知道这一切都是神所赐的礼物。
So, for you to humble yourself toward another person,
所以当你以谦卑待人时
is for you to recognize their gifts and rejoice in them.
就是要欣赏对方的恩赐，并为他们高兴。
To humble yourself toward another person is not to be jealous of the gifts of others.
以谦卑待人就是不嫉妒别人的才华。
On the contrary, as a believer, you want to encourage them.
身为基督徒，你反而会鼓励他。
You want to motivate them to mature in the use of these gifts.
你会勉励他们发挥并使用他们的恩赐。
When each member of the body of Christ rejoices in the way that God uses another.
当基督身体上的每一个肢体都为了神使用别人而欢欣。
That is humbling yourself toward one another.
这就是彼此以谦卑相待。
When each member of the body upholds the other in the area of their giftedness and ministry,
当基督身体上的每一个肢体都能支持别人侍奉的工作和他们恩赐的运用时，
you are humbling yourselves one toward another.
这就是彼此以谦卑相待。
Finally, Peter is saying,
最后彼得说，
If you really want to live in and by the power of God,
如果你真的想要靠神的大能而活，
then you must live for God.
你就必须为神而活。
What does it really mean to live for God?
为神而活到底是什么意思呢？
To live for God is in every way the opposite of the way the rest of the world lives.
为神而活就是跟世界的方式背道而驰。
To live for God is to live the life of biblical paradox.
为神而活就是活出圣经相对论的人生。
What is biblical paradox?
什么是圣经相对论呢？
Believers see the unseen things.
也就是基督徒能看见那看不见的。
That believers conquer by yielding themselves to God.
基督徒因着向神屈服，反而能够得胜。
Believers lead by serving.
基督徒以服侍人来做领导。
Believers find rest under the yoke of God.
基督徒负神的轭，却得到了安息。
Believers are made great by becoming little in their own eyes.
基督徒在自己眼中很卑微，却能成为伟大的人。
Believers are exalted by being humble.
基督徒因降卑反而升高。
Believers become wise by becoming fools for Christ's sake.
基督徒因基督的缘故甘愿成为愚拙，却变成真有智慧的。
Believers are made free by becoming Jesus' bondservants.
基督徒愿意做耶稣的奴仆，却得到了自由。
Believers possess all things by having nothing.
基督徒放下万事万物，却成为拥有一切的人。
They wax strong by being weak.
他们甘愿软弱，却成为刚强。
They triumph by defeat.
他们以败取胜。
They find victory by glorying in their infirmity.
他们夸自己的软弱，却得到胜利。
Believers live by dying.
基督徒出死入生。
That's what living for God is all about.
这就是为神而活。
And it is my prayer that you live for God.
我祈求神让你也能为神而活。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目里再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。圣经说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐福给谦卑的人。谦卑不仅包括领袖、年轻人，也包括教会里所有的基督徒。求神恩待我们，要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，效法主耶稣的榜样，顺服神话语的权柄，学会欣赏教会的弟兄姐妹，鼓励弟兄姐妹，以谦卑彼此相待。感谢神。 亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
需要谦卑，需要谦卑，就是我谦卑，才能到主面前。主使我谦卑，求主使我谦卑。我需要谦卑，才能到你面前。我需要谦卑，需要谦卑，就是我谦卑，才能到主面前。主使我谦卑，求主使我谦卑。我需要谦卑，才能到你面前。主，求你来破碎我的骄傲，让我重新想起你的怜悯，求除去我心中自大的痕迹，使我清醒谦卑跟随你。我需要谦卑，需要谦卑，就是我谦卑，才能到主面前。主使我谦卑，求主使我谦卑。我需要谦卑，才能到你面前。哦，主，求你来破碎我的骄傲，让我重新想起你的怜悯，求除去我心中自大的痕迹，使我清醒谦卑跟随你。想起你的怜悯，求除去我心中自大的痕迹，使我清醒谦卑跟随。